Good morning. Three people have been found dead with bullet wounds inside a property in one of Madrid's most upmarket streets. They've been described as a male and two women. Neighbours raised the alarm after hearing shots ring out in the capital. Police made the grim discovery inside the residential property in Calle Serrano at around 10:30 a.m. yesterday morning. Initial inquiries are pointing to the dead trio being a mum, her son, and a woman who was working at the property, according to local reports. Unconfirmed reports say detectives are believed to be focusing on the theory that the son killed the two women before shooting himself. The emblematic and exclusive shopping street is the location of a number of luxury flagship stores. The nationalities of the three dead have not yet been revealed. Cooler temperatures have helped firefighters stabilise a wildfire in northwestern Spain, the reports say is the biggest on record in the country. The fire in the Sierra de Culebra mountain range in Zamora province has burnt some 31,000 hectares so far. The state news agency said that made it the biggest on record since a fire in southwestern Huelva province raised just under 30,000 hectares back in 2004. While the Zamora fire was not under complete control, there are no longer flames and it is no longer spreading, authorities said. Elsewhere, 900 people were evacuated from 13 villages in the northern region of Navarra, where two wildfires were still active. Hundreds of firefighters remain on the ground amid fears that the wind could reignite smouldering embers. And the Benalmádena Councillor for Beaches announced yesterday that the rupture of an Alcosol pipe has forced the closure of a section of urban beaches in the municipality. The fractured sewage pipe is located at the start of the Miel stream. The forecast is that the spill produced as a result of the breakage will come out some 200 metres from the bathing area, but the westerly currents generate a risk that the spill will reach the bathing area, the councillor said. For this reason, an immediate order was issued to place red flags on the affected beaches. The lifeguards on duty received instructions to warn users about the prohibition of bathing. Now, that's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.